ourselves on the hump of the week. Wednesdays, Lori and Julie on MyTalk 107.1. Everything entertainment. We're streaming at MyTalk1071.com. Also on the MyTalk app, Lori and Julia are in the house today. And we have a lot to get to, per usual.
What's the news? And I have made a dangerous discovery today. Very dangerous.
Well, now I'm
discovery.
Scared. Julie's not even talking. She's so scared.
You know how a couple years ago, Casey became a Costco member?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Because he, and during this time of pandemic, I have to say, he was like, in the first couple months, he became the grocery shopper. He didn't like it at all because I went from being the grocery shopper, but he's like, you're going to work. I can do this for us. Plus, he was buying extra things for his son.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. And I thought, fine. I'm not really a fan of warehouse cement shopping.
Oh, no. You refuse to shop at Walmart because they have cement floors.
Floors, yes. So, anyway, so he went.
This is a long-time thing.
And, you know, Casey's like, oh, you know, it's so great. And, you know, but we're having a shower. A bridal shower on Sunday, and Costco is required for some of the supplies.
Yes.
And so Casey's like, I'm not going Costco shopping with you, so you need to go to the business center, which is where he shops. He said, you can look around. You might like what you find there. Mm-hmm. Go get your card so you don't have to wait at the Woodbury Costco where it might be busy to get your membership card.
Sure.
We're like executive members, whatever that means.
Oh, fantastic.
To you. Okay, so I go get my little picture, get my card. I've never been, you know, I mean, I think I went once to a Costco in Maui.
Wow.
Okay, and years, I think I've been once to years ago, like we did a cabin thing and I went with you, or maybe it was Sam's Club, one of those places. So I go in, get my card. I got fanned. Even with the mask, Lori, you know what I'm like? Hey, get my card. Go in.
Remember when?
And what is the first aisle? Candy. Big, huge things of candy. Oh, I got a box of Swedish fish. I got a box of salted peanut rolls.
And they're not just little. You're buying in bulk.
I got a box of, you know, Pokies, Geico Pokies, the Japanese. Yum. I love those. Holly, I have some.
We love them.
I got some coconut clusters. I got like a 12-pack of High Chews, which is another Japanese. I love
those
things.
Where are those? I love those.
Those are in our desk drawer, Julia. All I'm going in there for, ostensibly, is I'm going to get LaCroix.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting the card, the LaCroix, and the water and juice. But they didn't have the juice cartons that we want. So anyway, I'm just wandering around. I just thought, no, I cannot be liking this. But I've been in a shopping desert. I don't know what's going to happen to me when I go to the big one that's not the business center. In Woodbury, I'm going to go nuts. And Lori, I'm going to get gas.
Well, the gas thing is nice. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
It's so funny because I remember years ago, I was blue about something and I just said, I just went and bought in bulk and I feel so much better.
Oh, my word.
It's a new world, that Costco.
Yeah, and when I saw the salted peanut, the salted nut rolls, my mom loves those things. So I thought, I'm going to mail her like 6 candy bars.
Make her smile.
And make her smile, and she can keep them in the refrigerator or whatever.
The discovery of Costco. That's just funny because you're so against.
Oh, no. I absolutely. Now, granted, I did not like some of the quantities. I thought they were too big.
Well,
but I was at the business one.
Right.
And everything, Casey said, is super sized there because, you know, a lot of businesses are shopping there or whatever. But I was shopping there and I really have to say the candy aisle was delightful. It was like 3 aisles.
Oh, just skip through it. It's like Willy Wonka.
It is. And then I got these things called coconut clusters. The one healthy thing, non-GMO, they're chia, pumpkin, sesame seeds, and coconut.
We
I don't know what they look like.
We keep trying to bring in healthy stuff
snacks.
Work.
You know,
those are just going to be like a rake.
We'll see. I don't know what those are going to be like, but I just was intrigued at the packaging. It wasn't that big. It was one of the smaller items.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. You're so funny, Lori. Well, we'll see if they go as fast as dots. I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it too.
The dots go really quick in our snack drawer. Well, welcome to the world.
Yeah, welcome to the world shopping. Of Costco. Mm-hmm. Bulk shopping. I know. And there, I just thought Casey goes and he knows that place like the back of his hand. Mm-hmm. And
people love Costco.
Yeah, it was.
More than Sam's, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a step above.
Right. I don't know. But now I don't think it's a good thing I've been introduced. But there's nothing really dangerous besides candy there, as far as I could tell.
Well, when you go to the big one, when you go to the store.
When I go to the big one.
Yeah, just wait.
Just wait.
Well, I don't know if you'll be that tempted.
I don't know. Do they have jewelry? Do they have clothes?
They have jewelry. They have books.
A
lot of electronics.
Oh, no. That's mm-hmm. not going to be an enticement.
See, that won't be for you.
No, but other things.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
They don't have makeup.
Thank goodness.
But they do have hair. Yeah.
Thank goodness.
No, because that's the one thing I feel like. Who's bought new? I cleaned out my, I'm finally moving back into the bathroom that I remodeled.
Is it done?
Sort of, yeah, pretty much. I just need a handle and a door and I need a little chair. But I was putting all my lipsticks together.
Do you have a little vanity? A little uh-huh. place to sit?
I do. It's really cute. I have over a gallon bag, of Ziploc bag of lipstick. I took a picture. I was going to post it on Instagram. I'm like, when are we ever going to use these?
Exactly, Julia. Mm-hmm. And are you you need to smell them.
They're fine.
Okay.
They're fine.
How long does lipstick last?
Lipsticks last forever, I feel like.
Okay.
I mean, whatever. We have so many. I will smell it before I use it. Because if you take the cap off and it smells rancid, I would know not to use.
Well, it says lipstick should be about a year.
We've had vintage lipstick going back probably 10 years.
From the SAG Award when I bought the two lipsticks for $50 each.
Yes, the from lip Julie liner. Cosbar.
And 50th in France. Oh, Lori, but look at the color. It's perfect. It matches my dress. My Monique Lhuillier. I have to have this. Right. I mean, so funny. But yes.
Oh my gosh. Did you guys by any chance watch CBS Remembering John Lewis last night? It was on at 9. It's on demand on CBS.
Oh, good.
It was so good. And it opened with, Oprah in Montecito. And what I appreciated about her and Gail and what Jennifer Hudson, they were wearing long dresses with these big billowy sleeves. Just, it was so fun to see jewel colored, just people dressed up. And Oprah at the end of the show, like, got very teary eyed talking about John Lewis. But the show opened with Jennifer Hudson on the top of one. I can't remember if it's the Wrigley Building, but in Chicago with the river and mm-hmm. Lake Michigan behind her. And she's up on top of this cupola.
Beautiful.
I don't know what building that either, is, Lori. But it's right at the corner of State and whatever
Michigan.
It is, Michigan. And she's singing Bridge Over Troubled Water with a harp and a piano.
In a mint green, gorgeous turtleneck kind of dress with a huge bow in the back. She looked so lovely.
Brad Pitt looked like a navy blue snack and a half. He did a long portion of speaking. So did Tyler Perry. And then they were, interclipped with speeches and significant things that Congressman Lewis did. And then it was Common, John Legend singing Glory, Billy Porter singing A Change Is Gonna Come, Pharrell sang Happy with different people making cameos. But this is the opening.
She's something.
Anyway, pretty. Highly recommend watching that show. It's on CBS On Demand, Remembering John Lewis. It's an hour, and it was just really quite stunning. Oh. All right, listen, we come back. It's our story we can't get enough of. Okay, so
first name.
Okay, so Meghan Markle is, I feel like, she's in the middle of a lawsuit against Associated Newspapers for publishing a letter that she sent her father. And I'm actually tired of reading between the Finding Freedom excerpts and this Daily Mail lawsuit. It is kind of fatiguing. My eye keeps going to all the Randy, Andy, Prince, Andrew, toe-sucking, all that.
You prefer that over this?
Well, not preferring, but I end up reading that more in depth, I guess, because it's just so unbelievable. And I feel like this Megan lost, you know, this is going to be...
This is boring.
Going to be a while. But it is interesting because the big thing... well, I think we'll just let GMA, I think it's GMA, let them take the story.
Okay.
Though thousands of miles away, Meghan Markle is savoring a victory this morning in her battle against Britain's tabloids. The judge siding with the Duchess, ruling the names of the five women described as being an essential part of Meghan's inner circle cannot be released to the public, at least for the time being. Those friends anonymously defending Markle in a People magazine article in 2019. Her team this morning saying the Duchess felt it was necessary to take this step to try and protect her friends. We are happy that the judge has agreed to protect these five individuals.
This is a big victory for Meghan. She fought really hard to keep these women's names a secret. Having felt the full force of the spotlight herself and feeling very much that she was unfairly treated, it was really important to her to protect her friends in this way.
Markle's legal team attempting to block the parent company of the Mail on Sunday from publishing the women's identities.
They see this as bigger than them. They see this as a fight against media intrusion in general.
The paper arguing the name should be made public, calling them important potential witnesses. In a witness statement, Markle writing, "These five women are not on trial, and nor am I. The publisher of the Mail on Sunday is the one on trial. It is the publisher that acted unlawfully and is attempting to evade accountability, to create a circus and distract from the point of this case."
Okay, and the reason why that this is important is because the reason the Daily Mail wanted to publish the names, the five friends of Meghan Markle, which sounds like a TV show.
It does.
Waiting to happen on USA. Mm-hmm. But the reason they wanted to publish the names of her friends, because they are arguing that if privacy was so important to Meghan Markle, she wouldn't have let her friends run to People to spill details about her personal life. But the only problem is that Meghan has always said... She never talked to them. She never asked her friends to do that. And furthermore, everybody leaks to the press when they want to, like within the royal family. Prince William does it. Kate does it. They do it. They don't go by their name. They have other people. Mm-hmm. This is standard procedure in royal and celebrity land. Leaking without names being named.
Sure.
Royal insider. Sources close to.
Right.
We never get those people named, right? Okay, so here's the second part.
Prince Harry and Meghan have battled the Associated newspapers for nearly a year, alleging that the publication was on a campaign to publish false and deliberately derogatory stories about the couple and committed copyright infringement and a breach of privacy after printing a letter the Duchess sent to her father, Thomas Markle, after he missed her wedding.
Meghan's legal team had originally wanted this case to also be about some of the media coverage of her. However, earlier on, the judge ruled that this case was going to be heard on copyright and privacy, and more wide-ranging claims were not allowed to be part of it.
Congratulations from all of us.
The two have had a fraught relationship with the press. Prince Harry opening up during an ITV documentary last fall about the pain he feels over the death of his mother, Princess Diana.
I will always protect my family, and now I have a family to protect. Everything that she went through and what happened to her is incredibly raw every single day, and that's not me being paranoid, that's just me not wanting a repeat of the past.
Which, of course, he's referencing, you know, his mom.
His mom, but, yeah.
I mean, I thought the only person who would have been giddy to know that her name would have been released would have been that Jessica Mulroney, who would have been happy to have her name be on a Google alert. Because I'm sure she's one of the four, but...
people that contacted People magazine.
Right. And and she's just saying, you know, the only person who could give permission for my personal letter that I wrote to my dad...
Is me.
Mm-hmm.
Did the dad send it to them or something?
They paid him for it.
Oh, that's
what do you have?
Right.
I mean, remember,
he's so horrible.
And they kept reaching out to him. Don't, you're in over your head. Don't talk to the British press.
Please.
Because they knew, I mean, how
they
is
know
Thomas?
How to manipulate.
And how is Thomas Markle? I mean, how would, and, you know, okay, it would be very difficult. So that is her whole thing. So she had to pay court costs last week. So the Associated newspaper, they have 1 point. Meghan has the other.
All right.
But this was a big
one.
Because they're trying to make Meghan play by a different set of rules. Why should she? She had no knowledge, that she says. People magazine, maybe they reached out to people they knew would be friendly. Maybe one of them was Serena Williams. But every royal and celebrity does that, is that they go to people covering that and they don't attribute. I mean, like we always say, you know, when TMZ has something about the Kardashians, oh, Kris Jenner called Harvey Levin. I mean, they don't have to say her. They just say a close quote, close to the Kardashian. But I think it's interesting how the U.S. News outlets, particularly the morning shows, are airing, are viewing this, because this is Britain's dirty laundry getting aired out in as far as the royal family. And Meghan Markle is very much supported here in the U.S. Very much. Right. So it's very positive team, because they all covered it this morning, all three networks, and it was all very pro
Where's Meghan. The Johnny Depp coverage, Laurie, is what we want to know.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't touch that with the 10-foot pole. Well, People Magazine last week did do a recap of the seven most explosive things we learned in the Johnny Depp libel suit, but really it was more like 20.
Yeah, you think so? That ended right in the ice cream shot. That ended last week, like Thursday, I think. Yeah. So they're saying like 2 weeks or something before we hear anything.
It could be a couple of months.
Oh, really?
Could be.
It could be. That's a lot for that one, that judge, or I don't know if it's three judges.
But sift through. Wow.
Anyway, so 1-1, and that is what is happening. And Princess Anne's 70th birthday party was canceled. She's going to go sailing instead. And Queen Elizabeth and Philip have gone off to Scotland. They're up to Balmoral, whatever. But yeah, the Princess Anne, you know, she's just happy to go sailing around. That's what she's going to do. She did a TV interview to celebrate her birthday.
That actually sounds nice.
I really love that Princess Anne. She just has zero... You know what's to give. She is very, and she's now the hardest working royal.
Yes, she is. Sorry.
She's just right under her mom, which, you know, Queen Elizabeth might, who knows if what she's, the last thing she did was knight Colonel Tom Moore, 100-year-old guy. Right. In the garden.
Did a little Zoom call. Yeah, with did Princess the Zoom Anne. Call.
That's right. That's right. All right. Listen, when we come back, we're talking to Mick Sterling about a very cool bunch of concerts that are happening, the release sessions. We've got music, you guys. We're going to find out about it. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Wednesday. You're going to be glad you're listening right now. We've got Mick Sterling joining us, who's a musician and just a great guy. Mick, how are you?
Hi, Mick.
I'm fine. Hi, ladies.
Hi. Oh, I was like so excited on Saturday. I think it popped up on Facebook, on your Facebook page, and I see the relief sessions will offer free and ticketed shows basically over the course of what would have been the state fair. And I started reading what was going on. I thought, we got to have Mick on, and you got to tell us about how this came about and what it is. And we have a link to all the relief sessions for show dates and times and acts right on our show page.
Wonderful. Thanks. Well, you know, we did five consecutive Fridays starting on June 26th and we went through July 24th. We had two bands a night, really great bands. And it just turned out to be this incredibly powerful experience for people, not just for the musicians, but for the audience too, because I think that, you know, the name, the relief sessions, actually was very apropos.
Right.
You know, it's like, and if at least for a couple of hours, people were able to have a little bit of musical normalcy in their life, you know, and they sat outside and they heard great music. It looked and sounded amazing. We have an LED screen, so the images of the bands, you know, even if you're a little bit farther back in the parking lot, look amazing. It sounds great. And, you know, there's food trucks and people just had a wonderful time. And so about the second week of doing this, I went, well, why don't we just stay here for 12 days?
Where are we doing these shows?
It's in Burnsville, and folks, Burnsville is not that far away.
Right, no, it's not.
Burnsville, it's okay. It's not that bad. But it's actually in the Burnsville Ice Arena parking lot. It's the City Hall entrance right off of Nicollet Avenue in Burnsville. And so if we can do 80, people would actually purchase parking spaces. There's 80 available.
Okay.
But each, like if each car has four people, that would be four separate tickets to see the particular show you want to do. But the nice thing about what we did with Relief Sessions this year was, you know, you purchase a parking space, but the parking space next to you is open. So that means you can sit outside
right.
of your vehicle in that empty space. So the next person that's sitting, you know, to your right or to your left is not only easily 6 feet away from you, but there's also a vehicle blocking you.
Right, so, right.
So it's very socially distant friendly. We're staying, you know, with the completely abiding by the state guidelines of capacity. And it's really a lovely experience. People just loved it. I mean, we were just, you know, I drive around and, you know, in a cart and people would say, thanks for doing this. Thanks for doing this. People really need this.
Yes, we do. Okay, so tell us about, because you're doing a kind of a cool thing, I think it is, because you're having some free daytime performers, like that we would see for free if we were at the
Line and Kugel Lodge or the Reston stage.
You know, so the DNR stage, yeah. Some of the other stages at the fair. So tell us who some of those are and then some of the paid ones, the evening ones.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of great blues acts, you know, PK Mayo and Galactic Cowboy Orchestra and... Steve Clark and the Working Stiffs. And so there's a lot. And then we have, you know, acts like Salsa del Sol. We have Native Pride dancers that will be there. We're real close to getting an Irish dancer. And so, you know, it's not just a Burnsville event. It's really a Twin Cities and state event. There's no other city that's doing this. There's no other like this during that time frame. Which right. is actually a little bit surprising to me, but I think because it went so well in Burnsville, who, first of all, Burnsville has been unbelievably cooperative and fantastic about doing this.
Yes.
I have to give kudos to Dan Gustafson and what he did. It's really amazing what they've done. But, you know, it seems silly to charge tickets for a noon or a 2:30 show.
Right.
It's just better and I think more people will be interested in coming down. We're going to have 5 food trucks and about 14 or 15 different art and craft vendors. And kind of the cool thing too about the food trucks is people will be able to call their order in. When they arrive, they'll get a menu of all the 5 food trucks.
Oh.
And then they'll pay for their food and we will bring it to your space. So there's no lines, any of that kind of stuff. So because, you know, in the society that we live in right now, it just takes one misconstrued photo
right.
to really, you know, throw things in turmoil. I don't want that.
Right.
I want this thing to be very safe and fun. I want people to enjoy themselves and we're trying to, you know, keep it as safe and as possible.
So if you're just joining us, we're talking with Mick Sterling. The event is called the Relief Sessions. It's going to be concerts
August 27th to September 7th.
The length of the state fair every day and ticketed events in the evening, it sounds like, and during the day there's going to be some free stuff. When you talk about, you know, the 5 different food trucks you're going to have there, Mick, and then you're going to have some artist stands or something, do you always wear a mask? Is everyone wearing a mask? If you stay at your car, are you wearing it? Or if you're walking around?
And it's outside. Okay. You know, if people want to wear a mask,
okay, got it.
They can, but it's not, we're not an indoor event.
Right.
You know, we're not an indoor place.
Awesome.
So, you know, somebody asked me, you know, can we dance? And I said, well, you know, can you dance?
That's a rhetorical question.
But, you know, we're asking everybody, we would love it if you dance, but dance in your space.
Let's
all get together. Because that's, you know, if you have 25 people dancing too close to each other,
right.
then you have a photo taken. It's just not good for anybody.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So we just really want to try and get ahead of all that stuff. We want everybody to have a great time, but, you know, to be cognizant of this is what's going on right now. So we have to be aware of it and try and do the best we can with it.
Okay, tell us about some of the acts that are going to be there.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just actually finalizing something today that just happened right before you call it. That happened. That's going to be a very, very, very fun thing to announce. But we've got the Flaming O's that are doing a great show. We've got Chris Hockey Band. B. Layton is doing it. There's a new artist in town that that Nick Sterling Presents is debuting. Her name is Beverly Savarin, who does, she lived in Jersey and then moved to the UK for about 8 or 10 years. She does this Whitney Houston show.
Oh my gosh.
You know, people are going to lose their minds.
Yeah.
So she's going to be on Saturday, September 5th. It's kind of a track show and some acoustic stuff that she's doing.
But it's called the Whitney. Is it called Whitney Houston?
It's called Just Whitney.
It's called Just Whitney. Okay.
Yep. And it's a track show. So she's going to be singing, yeah, you know, with backing tracks, mm-hmm, but it's her voice. It's not a lip sync thing.
Right.
And then we'll have a piano section where she's just going to sing with the piano, but she's amazing. God, what else? You know, I'm doing a couple of my shows, my Van Morrison show and my Elvis Gospel show. You know, there's 48 different bands.
Wow.
So there's a lot. So all the bands are on thereliefsessions.com, and the tickets can be purchased at ticketworks.com as well. And it's great. It's very diverse. I'm trying to make it as wide ranging as, mm-hmm, possible, and just make it, you know, just fun for everybody. But again, you know, we don't need to sell 1,000 tickets. We can only do 250 people per time slot.
Right.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm, so you know, potentially we could do 1,000 people a day, but that's 8 hours of people going in and out.
Right, right, right. I love it. I'm so excited. I already bought a VIP, mm-hmm, car pass
for the Flamin' O's. There you go.
So it's
nice. Those VIP passes are kind of fun. They're right real close to the stage, and people loved it.
Yeah. And then you can bring 6 people in if you pay the VIP in your car.
Right. Okay.
You know, that you can have in your spot. But otherwise, you buy $20 or $30 per person per the thing. But I knew I could rally up some ladies to go to the Flamin' O's, man. And I'm going to do the same thing
that's
for.
That's going to be a great show.
Yeah, GB. And I mean, I was just going crazy looking at the list of people. And you can't tell us who you, because you haven't signed the paperwork with who's ever doing the. When you want it, you're real excited about?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm hoping that, I think the Trib article definitely helped.
All right,
one of those things, you guys know this stuff, you know, it's something that's in your head. It takes a few days for people to finally, you know, see what's in your head. And now people have seen it because of that Trib article, and here we go.
I'm so glad. Well, I know you guys had worked out all the kinks doing these Friday night things. You'd started in June at the Burnsville Civic Center, and I know you're doing crooners. You've been working out at crooners, and they've really been the only other one doing outside, you know, having concerts. You're doing a show tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm doing my Elton John, deep hits of Elton John and Bernie Taupin.
At
7 o'clock tonight, and that's an amazing, amazing
is it
show.
Sold
very,
out?
Very personal to me. Not quite.
Not quite.
It's looking real good. There are a few tickets left, so you can come out and sit in the parking lot in this tent, and it looks and sounds amazing.
It does.
There's still tickets if people want to come.
Why is the Elton personal to you?
Well, I mean, when the person that I play with, Peter Gerton, we've known each other since junior high school.
Oh.
So when we started performing music together, we just sang Elton songs
in
his basement. And so, you know, we're doing the show. It's, you know, 45 years later. So I'm like, that's crazy.
That's amazing. You and your snake hips never age, Mick Sterling.
And people can go to the reliefsessions.com, or you can just go to ticketworks.com and buy the tickets.
We posted a link on the Lori and Julia page too. So
Mick, thank you.
Not Ticketmaster, but ticketworks.com.
Ticketworks. I'm sorry.
No. I just ticketworks.com. Yeah.
Thank you, Mick. We appreciate
you. Ladies, love you so much. Thank you so much for your support. I appreciate
it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, listen, we come back. Judge Judy is being sued, and she vows to eat her contract with a smear of cream cheese on national TV. We'll tell you about that when we come back.
Now we got to get to that Judge Judy gossip. Eating her contract with some smear.
What is going on? First of all, she's the highest paid woman in television.
That's
right.
And
has been for years.
Judge Judy is putting her money where her mouth is. She makes $47 million a year, and she is ending her blockbuster run on Judge Judy on CBS after 25 seasons this year. And she has been hit with a lawsuit by Rebel Entertainment, which is the company that succeeded the talent agency that originally packaged Judge Judy.
Okay, say that one more time.
So, the company that's suing Judge Judy and CBS and Les Moonves, they called incompetent.
Okay.
But they're the company that basically succeeded the talent agency that originally packaged Judge Judy. A talent agency, that's who did it. So that they obviously bought that company, and so with that they bought, you know,
the property, intellectual property of the Judge Judy shows.
So they are saying that basically Judge Judy, Les Moonves, and CBS, all the people involved in Judge Judy, stiffed the company out of profits when she bought and sold the show's library rights in a deal with CBS. She said, "I have not seen the complaint. I don't know how I can be sued for breach of contract. If that's the basis of the lawsuit, here's my challenge. If Mr. Lawrence can produce a contract signed by me and Mr. Lawrence on the same page at any time in history from the beginning of time, I will toast that contract, smear it with cream cheese, and eat it on national television."
Yes.
That's quite a thing, because they say that Rebel Entertainment says they are owed money from the sale of the show's library, and that Les Moonves, the disgraced Len Moonves, was incompetent, and they call him that in the court paper. They write, in 2015, Moonves and his loyal lieutenant, seriously underestimated the value of the Judge Judy library and sold the rights to these episodes to Judge Judy for a song.
Wow.
The suit alleges then Les covered his tracks by buying the rights for between 95 and 99 million to avoid scrutiny, since only purchases at CBS over 100 million needed
approval from other people. I love it.
How about that? Mm-hmm. No wonders everybody kept quiet about Les Moonves. No wonder he was able to ruin and trash so many crews. He could spend up to $99 million without... Whoa. Okay. The suit adds, now Viacom is in a position to oversee the behavior of CBS leadership. It's time for new leadership. We would like to right the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But Judge Judy is saying, you know, hey, there wasn't anything she was able to do. So anyway, I feel like Judge Judy would know.
Oh, 100%, Lori. Yeah.
If she signed something. Mm-hmm. To me, it sounds like their issue is more with
CBS.
Les Moonves. Than actually Judge Judy.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, they have to sign her. But I love it. She'll toast that contract, smear it with cream cheese, and eat it on national television.
Absolutely love that. Absolutely love that.
So anyway, so that is what's going on. Also in the TV world, I couldn't believe it. I'm watching Entertainment Tonight. They're talking about, well, basically Alyssa Milano and Tony Danza have confirmed who's the boss.
Yes.
There's going to be a sequel. Well, I just would like to say, who asked for this when I heard that, now granted, the delicious, the delightful, that ginger-haired songbird, Catherine Hellman, is now making heaven a more gorgeous place. But she played Mona.
Mm-hmm.
And Judith Light played Angela. And this is a sequel or continuation, but without a Mona or an Angela.
No, Judith Light and Danny Pinturo.
Mm-hmm. They're not on.
Well, they were asked, Lori. They said that they don't want to be permanent. They don't want to.
Julia, this sounds like Fuller House, and nobody asked for that either.
But people watched it.
That's true.
People watched it, Lori. People want.
I don't know. Without Angela, come on. We need regular servings of Angela. She was that was the whole thing, is the having everybody. I know Judith Light is busy always
Alyssa
acting.
Alyssa Milano and Tony Danza need a job.
All right. I mean, all about Samantha and Tony.
Well, and what's that? What was the little boy's name? I didn't
Danny.
Watch it.
Oh. Danny. I love that show. I watched it for Judith Light and Mona. I watched it for Mona and Angela, basically. They were everything.
So this is one sequel you don't want to see.
I'm going to call it Who Asked for This instead of Who's the Boss.
Well, no one did. And Tony Danza even was asked a couple years ago if he wanted to do it. And he goes, why?
Why?
But he tried to do it. People want to work.
I know. Can't blame them
for wanting to work.
Okay, so, just a little shout out to Katie Vernon. She and her band are going to be at the Maple Grove Amphitheater tonight. That is a free concert from 7 to 10. Just bring your lawn chairs and be prepared to sit 6 feet apart.
Yes.
They're going to be having that. So that's happening. So go, Katie, go. That'll be a great show tonight. Beautiful night. And then the Real Housewives.
Go, Katie, go.
Go, Katie, go. And the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills tonight is back on. And, of course, last week it ended with the teaser of Denise Richards saying, well, I know somebody in this housewife circle who slept with Brandi Glanville. There was that. And also, she states that, you know, Brandi did it for shock value as she sets the record straight with Lisa. So it should be pretty.
But I would agree with that 100%.
Oh, 100%.
That's so Brandi's. That's so who she is.
Lori. Yeah. Yeah. She says that that's how that. I don't know if you caught that little cliffhanger when they showed the trailer last week. I will tell you, Brandi has told me she's had sex with some of the people from this group. This is all happening in Roma. Roma. Another housewife. Who is it? Lisa Harry Hamlin Rinna, Erica, my ancient husband, was the Aaron Brockovich lawyer, or Kyle, Paris Hilton's brunette aunt, or, you know.
Who do you think?
Jeez, I don't really know. I know it's not Teddy Mellencamp. That's for sure.
For crying out loud! No, her daughter just had surgery.
Yeah, no, it's not. Remember, Julia, they're filming this. They're in Italy, and it was filmed last like November.
Oh, right.
That's why Erica was dressed like a. I don't know what that outfit was on that she couldn't turn her head.
Statue.
It was a hat that had like a dicky attached to it that was attached to a big.
Kind of. Like, no, you can't have a hat and a.
Let me tell you why I like that because that would be warm in winter if we're still wearing our masks.
Right.
If with your hat and your mask was attached with like a turtleneck, right. I like that. Right. But that could be something to invent.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Anyway. I like that look. Oh. I love a turtleneck.
Anyway, we haven't had more overrated whodunit who kissed it, who did it since like Knives Out last year, you know, the movie.
It's going to be good, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think so.
That's tonight.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so
Beverly Hills is tonight. And Lisa Rinna got a story in BuzzFeed that she's just very happy about. Lisa Rinna's shamelessness saved the Beverly Hills Housewives.
Do you believe
it? She's utterly shameless. We see what she does.
Unbelievable.
She's utterly shameless.
Bringing eyeballs to the show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And her body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll take it.
We'll be back.